Harrison, we talked last week and asked some guys about, you know, the short week. You've got less time to prepare. Moving into this week, you have an extra day. How much does that change things, having that Saturday, to, you know, whether it's relax or, you know, recuperate from the win, or having, you know, just that time to prepare for next Saturday's game? Does it make much difference?
You know, having an extra day is awesome. I personally like an extra day. Last game was a head beater. We were bashing heads in the trenches, so having a little bit more time to recover and get our bodies back's nice, but also having that extra day to watch film and study and look at what we did last week, but also looking at our opponent this week is huge.
You and I talked before the season, and you mentioned that you felt like, you know, the defense was on the cusp of showing a lot better than it did last year. How do you feel like that's come to fruition two games in?
You know, I think we've made some great statements. I don't think we've played our best game yet. We definitely have a lot more we need to prove. But I think our defense is playing great, and I think we're playing fast. I think we're playing physical, and I think we're having fun.
Harrison, I had a really good question that I was thinking of, but I'll just ask you the same one that I asked Tanner. First of all, though, I got to say, that's a really nice hat.
Thank you.
Show it off for the camera a little bit there. But yeah, that's a great hat.
Thank you.
but I asked this of Tanner, and he gave me a really good answer, so I'll ask you kind of the same thing. I thought your guys' performance on Friday defensively was pretty extraordinary, just what you were able to do in the havoc, the turnovers, and that kind of thing. What makes you kind of confident in the system where that performance can be maybe more, that kind of performance can be more ordinary than extraordinary, I guess, where you guys can duplicate that and replicate that this season?
You know, defensively, it wasn't really a surprise for us that we came out and played like that. And honestly, I can't wait till the fans notice that that's the defense we are, and that's the defense that we strive to be every single day in practice and the whole offseason. That's the defense we're striving to be.
Okay, we'll take some more questions from Jake Hatch and then Mitch Harper.
Harrison, what has keyed your really early season outburst? 8 tackles last week, et cetera. What's caused you to be so effective so far?
Just getting comfortable in the scheme and really getting to know all my brothers around me, knowing who's playing behind me, knowing who's playing in front of me. We did quite a bit of team bonding this off season, and that's huge. I mean, team chemistry is a huge part of the game. Then also just getting comfortable in the scheme and yeah.
The two guys alongside you, Jack Kelly and Isaiah Glasker, both had sacks on Saturday. Is that a mentality for you guys? You're just going to create havoc every single down?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing next to those guys. They're always striving to create havoc in the backfield or wherever they're always trying to make a play.
Harrison, was Coach Hill back on the C2P communication with you this past weekend at SMU?
So they gave the green dot to Jack Kelly. So I haven't had the comms in my helmet.
Okay. With the looking at the linebacker unit, with how just feel like confident are you guys playing right now with that performance? You noted that this. Who you guys feel like it's no surprise to you, but just the confidence of this linebacker unit and being kind of the heart of the defense.
You know, we're super confident playing with each other. It's a lot of fun playing with Jack and Isaiah. I mean, I've known them all throughout growing up. I used to work out with Jack. I did 7-on-7 with Isaiah. So it's a lot of fun playing with those guys. And I mean, being confident in the guy next to you is huge.
Hey, Harrison, back in the day, BYU-Wyoming was a huge rivalry. Wyoming fans get sky high to see BYU come to town. Has any of that been translated to you guys, the players, or is this just another opponent on the schedule?
You know, I think all the players know that this is this game goes way back. We, besides Utah and Utah State, the history of BYU playing Wyoming, it's the third most played game in BYU's history. And we know that Wyoming's a hostile environment, and we know what their fans about, we know what their team's about, and we're ready for them to give us our best shot, and yeah, we're excited to go from there.
Okay, we'll have one last question from Jared Lloyd.
This is along the same lines, Harrison, one more, just about you're playing a team that's going through some adversity. That's how Kalani described it. That can make teams dangerous. You guys have been on the other side of that. How do you make sure you're ready for that? Make sure that nobody's, you know, thinking that, you know, anything could be different or easy in a game against a team that's struggling.
You know, just doing what we've been doing, staying true to our scheme, staying true to ourselves, preparing for the game like we'd prepare for any other game, is really key for this. And we know it's, like we said, this goes way back in BYU-Wyoming history. So we're expecting them to give us our best shot, and, yeah, I'm excited for it.